All right. Well, good morning. And it is Monday, October 14th. Happy Columbus Day to all of you. I'm so excited. This is Senior National Sales Director Cindy Fox, and I'm just so excited about our Caddy by Christmas calls, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to our very first National Sales Director that will be sharing with us today. Kim McClure joined Mary Kay in 1992. She was a registered nurse prior to her Mary Kay career. She became a sales director in 1994. She debuted as a national sales director July 1st, 2012, and achieved gold circle status in her very first year. She currently has 36 directors and 3 DIQs. They are the number one of the hottest new national areas in the company, ranking number 20 out of 300 nationals in the month of July 2013. She has been in the National Court of Sales 19 times, several times in the top 10 of that Court of Sales. She has earned a Diamond Bumblebee National Court of Recruiting one time. She's had 11 Mary Kay career cars. 10 of them have been pink Cadillacs. She is currently driving the pink Cadillac Hybrid Escalade. She has achieved the following circles of achievement: 350,000, 500,000, 700,000, 800,000, 850,000, 900,000, and 11 times she has led her unit to the million-dollar circle, with the highest being 1.3 million. She has had top director trips to Switzerland, Alaska, Vancouver, Scotland, Ireland, London, Vienna, Hungary, the French Riviera, San Francisco, Beverly Hills, Hawaii twice, Mediterranean cruise of the Greek Isles 2 times, and Crete, Spain, the Canary Islands, Stockholm, Copenhagen, Munich, Prague, Rome twice, Florence, Croatia, Provence, France, Monte Carlo, and Beijing. She has won over 50 carats of diamond jewelry. She has the Miss Go Give Award winner as of October of 98, and she is selected as the number one of Pittsburgh's Businesswomen of the Year 2010. Her highest check for 1 month has been over $42,000. She has been the queen of her seminar 6 times, number one in the world 3 times, number one in the world 2009, 2011, and 2012. Kim is motivated by helping women achieve their dreams. Now, at this time, I'm going to hit star 7 and mute out everybody, and Kim will hit star 6. No, I'm going to hit star 5, sorry. And Kim will hit star 6 to come on. Please welcome Kim McClure.
Good morning. I really should say great morning, everyone. Happy October 14th. I don't know about you all, but I love the month of October because there are no major holidays in it. There's 31 days in it, and it feels like it is always a 5-week month. And with that being said, we are just kind of entering the beginning of the last 3 weeks of October. And what a privilege and an honor to be on this call with all of you, speaking to you about how to earn a Cadillac by Christmas. And Cindy asked me, she texted me, and she said, Kim, would you be on this call for my area? And I immediately responded back, I would love to, because I have the highest and utmost respect for Cindy. She has always been there for me whenever I needed something. She has been a faithful prayer warrior. She is a phenomenal teacher and a trainer, and you all know that. And you all know how much she is deeply invested into you. And then for her to open it up for all of the national sales directors that were participating on this call, that our areas could either dial in live or we could listen to the replays, that's just truly the epitome of Go Give. So, Cindy, thank you so much. I thank the Lord that he gave you this divine inspiration to be able to do that, and I thank you that my name came onto your heart from him as well. And as I was actually preparing this morning, knowing that I had a message that I was to deliver for you all this morning. And so, first of all, I wanted to take you back to what it's like to get your keys to that Cadillac. I will tell you that of all of my memories and all of my wins in Mary Kay, of all of my accomplishments, the thrill of getting my keys on stage to that very first pink Cadillac was like none other. There's a couple of those amazing memories in your Mary Kay yearbook of memories that you have, but some of them are clearer and shinier and brighter and more deeply connecting in your soul than other ones are. And I will tell you that pride of having my unit be a Cadillac unit, that pride of representing them on that stage was so key that I remember being backstage and it was like, oh my gosh, they presented us with our Cadillac pin and you're with all the other Cadillac directors, you know, and so they had the area for just the brand new ones. And oh my gosh, the excitement, the electricity, the energy in being with all of those other women, I've got goosebumps like all over me. I've got excitement bumps, not goosebumps, but excitement bumps, because it was just unbelievable to look at the women that you have just joined that caliber with. Such women of excellence. You know, it doesn't matter if you have earned 10,000 trips in Mary Kay. It doesn't matter if you're a national sales director. It doesn't matter if you have diamonds galore on your fingers. Do you know that the number one question at all levels of our company that people ask is, are you driving that pink Cadillac? You know, my husband loves to brag on me and people, and he'll be talking about, you know, what Mary Kay has blessed us with and what we've been able to do, you know, and with, because of my career, and he'll go, and people will always say, yeah, but does she have that pink Cadillac? And you want to go, yes, we've had that pink Cadillac for years and years and years. I picked it up 6 months after my baby was born. And that is the, it is the total status symbol of success in our company, from the outside world looking in, is the pink Cadillac. And so I remember then going on that stage and hearing the Cadillac music just like pumping and blaring. And, you know, as you got closer and closer, it seemed to get louder and louder. And, oh, my gosh, you thought the roof was going to explode off the convention center because of so much positive energy that was backstage with all those women. And you watched the other women going before you who were requalifiers for Cadillac, the people that you have admired from a distance, the people that you've gotten the opportunity to speak with up close and be mentored by, and you're like, yes, I am there. And your unit going into the Cadillac luncheon and being able to get that seating with that elite group of women to wear that Cadillac unit ribbon. And their faces are just beaming with pride because they are now, I'm sorry, somebody was calling me here, if you were hearing some beeps on my end, that they're beaming with pride that they are a Cadillac unit and that you are the leader of that Cadillac unit. And they are so extremely proud of you. And so excited because they know the work that they did made a difference in this goal and this accomplishment and this achievement coming to happen. You know, I think that being a Cadillac unit is one of the easiest things to sell to our unit because there's so many things that they get when they are a Cadillac unit. You know, they get the Cadillac dining. They get Cadillac ribbons. They get the Cadillac March at Career Conference, and you want to be all over selling that to your unit, doing the Cadillac wave at your unit meetings and playing the music and talk about how to walk it and how to march it and what kind of dance you're going to do. And, you know, we're going to wear sunglasses and whatever you're going to do, but start the visual now each and every week at your unit meetings. You know, that they get special seating at different events. We have now gone to putting Cadillac ribbons and Cadillac reserve seating at every event that we do here in the city or at the national area because Mary Kay wanted everyone of her unit, every director, to be driving that prestigious pink Cadillac. They know that when they are a Cadillac unit, that they are women of excellence. They feel that from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes, and a new consultant is so excited to join a Cadillac unit. Yes, you drive it, but you drive it in honor of their excellence. and you talk about their excellence every step of the way. And I will tell you what, I was a director, I was a consultant in a unit that was at the time when I was a consultant, what would be like the cruise level. And I was dying to be in those Cadillac units. So please, I know sometimes that as directors that you're thinking about, yeah, but how can I sell my unit on it because I'm the one that drives it? Every person is wired for excellence. God wired you all for excellence. He wired every consultant in your unit for excellence as well. And so being in a Cadillac unit is like playing on a Super Bowl team, you guys. I'm a huge sports fanatic. So I just want you to know, if sports are not part of your DNA and your makeup growing up, that being in a Cadillac unit is like winning the World Series. It's like being, you know, on the championship Super Bowl team. It is huge anywhere you go. And so it's so important. It gives you a level of credibility of your teaching and of your training, and gives them, as being part of a Cadillac unit, that level of not a superiority, but a level of confidence, a level when they go to their classes and their parties and people say, do you drive a pink Cadillac? And you go, no, but I'm part of that unit of excellence, right? That they get that as well. One of my funniest stories is that I went to see a doctor, and he was reviewing my chart, and he said, well, tell me what kind of work you do. And, you know, I said, I'm a sales director for Mary Kay. I said, I teach women how to have phenomenal businesses and make their dreams come true. And he looked at me and he said, do you drive one of those pink Cadillacs? And I said, I sure do. And he said, no way. He said, I want to go see it. He stopped what we were doing in our exam. Obviously, I was dressed. And he walked out into the waiting room, got all the patients in the waiting room, said, hey, everybody, she drives a pink Cadillac. Come on, let's go see it. And took all the patients out of the waiting room to see my pink Cadillac. I'm telling you what, it is amazing. And now, driving in the pink Cadillac Escalade, you guys, people stop. They're driving. They speed up to take pictures of you driving in the Escalade. It is hilarious. But it doesn't matter. People still drive by you with thumbs up, with their compact showing, pulling Mary Kay products out of their purses, beeping and honking and waving at you because you're driving a pink Cadillac. And they will be taking pictures of you. And they will say, oh, we saw you driving around. And you're like, really? I didn't know. You know, like, because you get oblivious to it all. But it's so fun when somebody sits in your car who's never been in a pink Cadillac, and they are watching and they are observing all the people who are checking you out while you are driving. It is the greatest thing in the world. And then you open up the doors of your Cadillac and you see inside that it was exclusively made for you. If you are new to our company, you may not realize this, but when they order your pink Cadillac, that vehicle identification number called the VIN, it is assigned to you. So when those men and women are making that Cadillac already knows that that vehicle is assigned to you. They shut down the plant and they paint all the pink Cadillacs every quarter all at once. And so it is totally built for you as a tribute to your unit's accomplishments and to your leadership. The last part of my memory that I want to share with you of being on that stage is coming off that stage, and my national sales director, Maxine Stanzik, who has been an Emeritini now for 15 years. She was an Inner Circle National, and she met me at the bottom of those steps as I came off the stage and just gave me this big hug, and I felt like I had arrived. I felt like anything was possible in the whole entire world of Mary Kay because I had earned that Cadillac with my unit. Amazing. So I've given you some ideas on why you want to be a Cadillac unit for your unit. And I think that being a Cadillac unit takes a combination of different things. It takes a combination of people. It takes a combination of skills. And it takes your attitude and your belief. And that's really where I want to touch on it. I always like to give a little bit of meat and potatoes when I train as well, because I always wanted that meat and potatoes, looking for that magic thing. There must be some magic in earning a Cadillac. There must be some secret about progressing up the Mary Kay career path And there really and truly is not, you guys. It is really about what you are believing, what you are thinking about, what your desires of your heart, and having the courage to act upon that in a consistent manner. I will tell you that that is what earning a Cadillac is about. It is about rising to a higher level of expectation of yourself. It's about not letting yourself off the hook and not doing the things that are just okay, but are doing the things that are truly of excellence for you. I'm so excited that your national, Cindy, had this call, because what she's saying and what, as we invited you to participate in this, is that we have high expectations for you. Not things that are unrealistic or things that are unfair, but high expectations that we expect you to take our opportunity and figure it out, to master it, to win big, and to win big often in our businesses. That when adversity comes, as it will, because it's just a law of physics, when there is something that is moving forward, there is something that's equal to that called a pushback. And so there's going to be adversity, but that you are not just going to just get through it, but that you are going to come through that with such personal growth, that you are going to come through that waving the flag, that we are going to be shouting for joy and raising a banner to the Lord for what you have accomplished, that you are going to have an overcoming heart and dedicated spirit, that you are going to pursue growth because you desire to grow rather than remaining the same of who you are, that you are going to stand victorious on December 31st, and not just December 31st, but at every step of the race that you choose to put yourself in, and that you will not let yourself off the hook because you know that you are destined for greatness. You know, in Ephesians 2:10, it says that we are the Lord's masterpiece, that he created us, you know, biblically. He created each of us before our parents were even born. He knew that we were going to be born. He didn't create us then, but he knew we were going to be born years and years and years and years and years and years, way earlier than we can even imagine, that he was going to create us, and that he created each of you with gifts and talents and abilities to accomplish the purpose that he has set forth on this earth for you. And I believe that you, if you are in a leadership position in Mary Kay, a position of VIQ or a position of sales director, that you have been placed there by God. Romans 13:1 says that there's no authority except from God by his permission and his sanction, and that those exist to do so by God's appointment. Proverbs 8:15 says, by me kings reign and rulers decree justice. Now, we don't give out justice, but we are in a position of leadership. John Ortberg, at a conference that he recently gave, he said, if God has given you the gift of leadership, then for God's sake, lead. And I'm calling you to lead into the position of a pink Cadillac sales director. If you are a DIQ on the call, then your VIQ period starts counting towards your Cadillac, and you can ask your director about that and how that works. Every quarter of a Mary Kay business starts a brand new quarter because we qualify for Cadillac on two consecutive calendar quarters. So we're in a brand new quarter right now, October, November, December, and what you already did in July, August, and September also counts towards your Cadillac. And I'm going to give you a formula of how you can be on target for your Cadillac and finish by December 31st in just about 10 minutes when I finish my points that I want to make talking about belief and attitude. So the first thing about belief and attitude is I want to talk to you about the three levels of commitment, okay? Because a Cadillac requires an unwavering commitment on your part. So the first level is I'll try. And if somebody says to you, I'm going to try to make it to your party, guess what? We know they probably aren't coming, right? The second level is I'm going to do my best. Well, your brain files everything in mental pictures. And we know, like if I said to you, pink elephant, you wouldn't see the word pink elephant, you see a picture of a pink elephant, and your brain files that away. And so when we talk about what your best activity is, it only knows what you have done so far. So when you say, I'm going to do my best, well, your brain says, we're going to go do X number of this, or we're going to make this happen. And it goes, well, your brain computes, that's not enough activity. It's not going to take us there. So right away, a little seed of doubt can start to creep in. The third level of commitment is, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I don't care, whatever it takes, I am doing it. And you've experienced that before, either in studying for a test, in mastering a recipe, in a workout routine, in a relationship maybe, your marriage. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this marriage a happy, committed, long-lasting marriage filled with love. You know, I am committed to my Mary Kay business. No matter what it takes, I am finishing directorship. And for those of you that are directors, you've crossed that line before. If you're a DIQ, that's where you are right now. Whatever it takes, I will do, because this goal is important to me. It's important to my family. It's important for whatever purpose. To me, I knew that the Cadillac represented financially for my family an increase in my income, and that I needed to be there to make sure that my husband had no financial stress. And so directorship was not enough. The second level car was not enough. I had to be at the pink Cadillac to know that I had more than replaced my income and that we were in a position of financial growth. And I'm a safety and security person. Money motivates me to keep my family safe. Money motivates me to give my family choices. Money motivates me to take emotional stress and physical stress off my husband. Money motivates me to be able to offer my family more opportunities than ever before. And money motivates me that I can sleep at night and not be stressed about bills and not be stressed about having the money that I want to have to donate to things and to support charities that I want to support. So I love that the Cadillac represents at least $75,000 a year of income to you, if not $100,000 a year of income to you, easily, as you are building your Cadillac unit and growing your Cadillac unit. You are just a step away from that. So what's your level of commitment? The second thing, as I was asking God, what did he want me to tell you about? He brought to picture a pizza box, of all things, that said self-rising pizza. I have no idea. But what I do know is that it is up to you to rise each time you fall, that you have to get up, that you are going to have obstacles. And when I get an obstacle, when I'm working on a really big goal, I have learned to celebrate the obstacle. I've learned to go, yay, thank you, God, that you are just confirming to me that I am on the right pathway, that I'm going to get an obstacle, but more importantly, you are going to help me overcome it. God is in control of this goal. A goal that you know you can just do is not exciting, you guys. This is a God-sized goal and dream. You can only do it when you are following him and allowing him to lead you in the pathway that you need to go to. The second thing that I want to ask you is, what voice are you listening to? Are you listening, or I guess it's the third thing, three levels of commitment, be a self-riser, meaning you have bounce back ability. The third thing is, what voice are you listening to? Are you listening to the voice of truth? Philippians 4:8 says that we are to think about things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think on things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So when you get a thought in your head of doubt, a thought of negativity, a thought of discouragement, that you examine that under the microscope of Philippians 4:18. Is it a true thought? No. Is it honorable? Is it right? Is it pure? No, no, no. None of those things come from the Lord, right? It's not a lovely thought. It's not admirable. It's not excellent, and it's not worthy of praise. And so when you are in a point of parking between those 6 inches in your head, in a place of some stinking thinking, because we have to learn to control that. And I think when I was working for my Cadillac and and becoming a director, those two things were huge growth things in changing my thoughts of positivity. And along with the voice that you're listening to, I want to take you to the next thought, which is number four, don't attach wrong meanings to things, okay? When somebody doesn't return your phone call, it doesn't mean that she's avoiding you, right? If somebody postpones, it doesn't mean that she doesn't want to get together with you. If somebody hasn't shot you a text message back or replied, it doesn't mean she's not interested, right? It just means maybe she's got busy. Maybe she didn't get the text message, then it didn't go through. Maybe it means that she has all intentions to reply back, but she has more that she can text in the time that's allowed to you. If an appointment cancels, maybe God just doesn't want you driving on the road at that point in time, that he's saving you from an accident, you know? So don't attach wrong meanings to things. So when you get the thought, you say, does this thought serve me? And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, then change it to a different thought. Because we all make up stories whenever something happens to us. We make up a story. So let's make up a positive story, a story that serves you well. Okay? The next thing that I want to talk to you about is the belief that your unit deserves it. I think it's always far easier to work for other people, to work for my family, to work for my unit, than it is to work just for me alone. And so I believe that those women, they are excellent women. Maybe there's not enough of them yet, but they are excellent women, and they deserve that other people recognize them as women of excellence. And that's what a Cadillac does. Those women deserve that. And so if they deserve that, they deserve you to be your very best and to play full out every single day towards your goal. They need you to be a bold leader, a bold leader, B-O-L-D. I mean, taking a risk, stepping out of the comfort zone, because those Cadillacs, they live at the end of the trees. They live outside our comfort zone. And so we can take baby steps to move out to reach that Cadillac dream of yours, okay? And the baby steps happen every day. What can you do to taking that personal responsibility? How can you be thinking about already? What would your day look like? If you were a Cadillac director already, what would you be thinking when you walk into an interview? What would you be thinking when you're closing that interview or that signing, right? What are you thinking when you are inviting people to a unit event if you're already a Cadillac director? What kind of unit events would you hold if you were a Cadillac director? So are you having a Cadillac day? You know, take a calendar, and every day that you feel like you had a Cadillac day, that you operated in some manner, that you had that conscious thought, I'm a Cadillac director already, how would I be thinking? How would I be talking? What conversations would I be having? How would I be approaching this situation? How would I be approaching that day? Approach it from being a Cadillac director. The next thing that I want to talk to you about is taking charge first. You know, if we wait till our unit gets it, we won't go anywhere. If we wait for somebody else to sound the cry of, let's be a Cadillac unit, then you're going to be waiting a long time. You have to take charge first. It first starts with the actions that you start taking, okay? And then guess what? Your emotions follow those actions for you. So are you taking Cadillac actions? When I was on the national trip, one of my questions that I asked the Inner Circle Nationals was, what does it take to be a Cadillac director? If somebody said, I want to be a Cadillac unit, what would you tell me to do? And here were the things that, here's a little meat and potatoes for you. The first thing that they said was personal responsibility. Personal responsibility is always where it starts. And that in a six-month period, that directors who earn pink Cadillacs their first time usually have a minimum of 12 seminar qualified recruits. A minimum of 12 seminar qualified recruits. Recently, I had the privilege of speaking with a couple brand new Cadillac directors who just finished in June. And both of them got between 10 to 12 qualified in the last month to finish it off because they needed like 35,000 wholesale in the last month of June to earn their Cadillac. And so they took personal responsibility. One got 10 qualified, one got 12 qualified towards making that $35,000 of wholesale unit production happening. So taking charge first and then not wavering in the goal. Many times I didn't earn my Cadillac.
Hello there. This is Cindy Fox. We've obviously lost Kim for a second. I don't know if Kim can hear me. Y'all just hang in there. Maybe she's trying to get back on. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me right now?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yes, Cindy, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I was taking page there. Maybe she's, I'm texting her, telling her. Oh, me. Okay. Well, while she's getting back on the line, I'm taking pages and pages of notes. Are y'all? And that law of physics that she mentioned at the very beginning, where she said if something's moving forward, something always happens to try to draw it back. That's so true. That is so true. And y'all just hang in there. She'll come back in a second, I'm sure.
I am on.
There
thank
you,
are,
you.
I have no idea, but
I
know
have,
this.
Well, you know what? You got to having personal responsibility, minimum 10 and 12, 35,000
mm-hmm.
in the month, not wavering in the goal. That's the last
right.
thing that we heard.
Thank
not
you.
Wavering. Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Not wavering, because I know that when I was going for my Cadillac as a young director in our company, that I would waver. I'd be like, oh my gosh, well, this month we didn't come even near, so we can't do it. No, you guys. It takes the whole 6 months because it's a ramp up process in becoming a Cadillac director. And so I promised you a formula, but I wanted to share with you a couple other things. You need to learn to talk like everyone is asking you about it, giving your unit updates. Oh my gosh, here's an update. I just wanted to give you an update. Somebody just asked, and I realized I hadn't told you what's happening lately. Or you're saying at the unit meeting, oh my gosh, thank you for the calls of everybody that's asking, how are we doing? Where are we at? Here's where we are, right? Here's where we are. And you talk about it. And you say, that might sound like far away, but it is not far away. So you've got to lead the charge into the army of people, of faces that need Mary Kay. You're pumping everybody up and saying other people are on board. Come on, those of you who aren't asking, you get on board too to this journey of Cadillac, and you talk about what it's going to represent for them as well, that they are such women of excellence. And when somebody asks you how it's going, you've got to have a powerful, positive response. Oh my gosh, it's going great. We are getting closer every single day. I can feel the momentum building. Oh my gosh, it's just such an exciting thing, you know? And you just need to be positive. I remember saying when somebody said to me, well, Kim, how's National? When are you going to get there? I go, well, when God says, when God wills it, when he brings it. And, you know, my dear friend, National Sales Director Stacy James said, well, Kim, maybe God's just waiting on you to step forward and into it and making it happen. He already has it arranged. And I'm here to tell each and every one of you, he has your pink Cadillac arranged. He has way more than the 75 to 100 unit members that it's going to take for you to get into the Cadillac. And you have to believe it. You have to believe that his hand is upon this every single minute of every single day, that he has way more than that 75 to 100. Those of us who've driven Cadillacs and Nationals, we know that there's hundreds of thousands of women out there that he has for each and every one of us. And so there's way more than the women that you need just to have that Cadillac. And sometimes you have to put that on yourself. So you're going to need to think bigger. You're going to be transparent in sharing why this Cadillac is so important to you, why it's so important to your family. I watched my last Cadillac director do this with her at her unit, and she literally was in tears talking to her unit about how much this meant to her because of what it represented to her and her family that was going to change, and how important each and every one of them was, and how she valued and loved and cared about every bit that they did, whether it was 1-200 or whether it was 10,000. It didn't matter. They were all equally important and loved and valued. And I watched how her unit rallied around her after that because they got it. They understood what their part was and how this is going to make somebody else's dream come true and how important that was. And that in the process of making her dream come true, that their business was going to grow. They were going to get on target for cars. They were going to get into DIQ. They were going to finish DIQ. And that's exactly what has happened. It requires that we're going to be a little bit uncomfortable, that we've got to step out of that comfort zone and take a little bit of risk to do that. But it's risk that is going to stretch you into a greater place. Because when God sends blessings, you guys, he first selects leaders that are going to go forth to make the difference. And if you don't do this for the people that he has put, that are going to be, he knows who's going to be in your Cadillac unit, who's going to do it for those women? Because he's assigned people to you to do this with, right? And so he needs you to step out. He's calling you to go out further, just like he called people to cross the Red Sea, to take that step of faith, to walk forward in it. He calls many times people to do that. You've got to do that first. Then he gives you that little bit of risk, because the risk always comes before the win. And so to do the extraordinary things, to see the miracles happening, you guys, you have to first go forth and take those first steps. And then he will bless you as you are outside of your comfort zone. And you will see the miracles, and you will see things coming together for you. So here's my plan. I mapped it out this morning. One of my favorite things to do is strategy. And if I can put something on paper that it could look humanly possible, I know that God's divine blessing can make it happen, even if it doesn't come together this way. But I know that it is way more possible because of what he is going to send towards me. And so it takes 96,000 wholesale to earn a Cadillac. I'm going to assume, just for the purposes of this example, that you had just the minimum of production in, which is 5,000 wholesale. I know that there's way more than that for many, many, many of you. But I just want to go by the minimum. So you had 5,000 in July, August, and September. So 96,000 minus 15,000 is 81,000. Okay? Assuming minimum October, November, and December, because if you've already done that July, August, and September, you should automatically be able to do that October, November, and December. So another 5,000 wholesale each month is 15,000. Okay? 81,000 minus 15,000 is 66,000. Okay, you are going to do a minimum of 12 personal qualified in these next 11 weeks, you're going to have 12 personal qualified minimum. Now, that will give you 600 bonus credit for each new personal qualified that you get in. That is 6,000 that you're going to get of credit from that. And then if an average, the company average, is that the average new recruit comes in with 1,000 wholesale times 12 is 12,000. So you were at 66,000. You're going to take off 7,200. That's the personal recruit credit, 600 points on 12 personal qualified. And then you're going to take off 12,000 for their initial projected average wholesale order. That's going to take you down to like 46,000, okay? If you have two women who go on target for their car this month, that's another $10,000 that they will bring in, because they'll each bring in $5,000 wholesale. And even in DIQ, you can get two women on your team to go into car production while you're in DIQ. So that's $10,000. That leaves you with like $36,000. And those two women who go on target for their car can actually go into DIQ November 1st, and they finish in 2 months. Why drag it out past that? Because they got all 10 active by the end of October. They're going to go, some of those people could go inactive in January. So every DIQ should want to finish within 1 to 2 months. And then for them to finish DIQ is $18,000 wholesale for each of them. So $18,000 times 2 is $36,000, you guys. And that's if nobody else in your unit plays along. And that's not going to be the case. Because as you change your heart, as you change your attitude, as you change your belief, you are going to have amazing things that are going to be drawn to you. And at every party that you're doing, you're looking for the women who can become directors. You're looking for the women who are hungry for more, who know that there's a giant inside of them, and that you're going to be talking about that to those people, that these are the kind of women you're looking for. Women who know that there's something more in life for them. Women who aren't afraid to go and give it their all. Women who are tired of being in the same old, and would be excited about an unlimited opportunity for them and their family for the rest of their lives. And when you do that and you start to teach your unit to talk about, we are becoming a Cadillac unit and we're looking for consultants who want more in their life. We're looking for women who would love to be in positions of leadership. And you teach them how to say that at their parties as well. Every time they do a selling appointment, they're going to be reminded of what the unit is working for. And you are going to find yourself through your work, through getting your belief with your unit, and through your personal activity and breathing belief into others and working to support them, you will be in a Cadillac. And I'm going to be so excited to have been a part of your journey along the way. Thank you all for being on the call today. Thank you for investing in this time for yourself. Thanks, Cindy, for having me on the call.
Oh, thank you, Kim. That was awesome. I took like 4 pages of notes, just writing as fast as I possibly can. And even though there'll be a playback number for the call, and that's on the flyer that I sent out, and I will text it to my directors as well. I just believe when you write it down, you know, Job 22:28, I know, Kim, you know this, it says, and you'll decree a thing and it will be established. And so when you write it down, it makes it real, makes it concrete. Love your strategy. Real quick, who would like to come on and affirm Kim? Tell Kim what you got out of the call today. You have to hit *6 to unmute yourself. This is the only thing about free conference call that's nerve-wracking. There, hello?
Kim, thank you. Kim?
Yes?
Joy.
Thank you so much for doing this call. And right when you started painting the vision, I immediately texted Cindy, I need a copy of this so that I can listen to that vision every day. It was beautiful. I was just like so in, you know, so in that vision. Thank you so much. And then the other thing that really, this is silly, but the other thing that really spoke to me was when you said what it takes to be a CADI director is not wavering. Because when you said, you know, this month I didn't have a good month, and then you just kind of lost the dream, that really spoke to me. So thank you. Just thank you for everything you said.
You're welcome. And I will tell you that my director who picked up her Cadillac June 30th, a year before you guys, she was missing production and making production.
A year before that.
A year before that.
So you really can turn it around that quick, because that's my story, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
As I had been a hit and miss director. As a new director, I was a hit and miss director for about 18 months, 2 years, something like that. And it took me about a year to turn that ship around, you know, and got into the Premier Club car. But the next 6 months, I got into the Cadillac. So you mm-hmm. really can turn it around. And, you know, a year is nothing. And I mean, that's in God's eyes for sure. That's nothing.
And years going by anyway. So
that's
which
right.
way do you want it to go by, right?
That's right. That's right. Anybody else got something you'd like to say?
This is Julie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
Julie.
Good. Oh, I think some people may be wanting to hear, but you muted us all out, Cindy.
I unmuted everybody at the
end. Oh, okay.
Well,
okay, good.
Anyway.
Thank you. Kim, your words are magic. You just, the way that you say things, I'm going to go back and re-listen to this recording because of the words that you use and how you phrase things and how you can paint the picture is so magical. And I always love listening to you. Thank you for that. I did want to ask you, Kim, do you have an inventory hotline or something that your consultants or your national area listens to for inventory?
They do, uh-huh. A lot of them, I encourage them to just take my words and make it their own and read their own
inventory. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to hear what you
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm. It's actually not my best that I've ever done, but you know what? One of the things when I was starting to record things, I thought if I am going to, like, nitpick every little detail, is this perfect? Nothing will ever get done. And I needed something that was good enough because people only retain 10% of what they hear. And so let me give you that number. It is 209-647-1999. So 209-647-1999. And the PIN is 102-3674-POUND. 102-3674-POUND.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for just being that woman of excellence for us all to try to emulate.
Thank you. It's all the Lord. The Lord's got us all right here, and he's calling you for more, too.
That's right. That's right. Well, Kim, I think I know that. Did you just come back from Scholars Week? We used to call it NIQ Assimilation.
Right. No, you know what? We went last February. So,
oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I know that there were some that were there, but not me. I just had that wonderful trip in Beijing and then on to Hong Kong and, you know, had 3 days to pick Gloria Mayfield Banks' brain. So it was awesome.
Doesn't get any better than that now.
Really. No. That's for sure. All of the nationals. Oh, my gosh. It was fabulous.
It is. It is fabulous. Well, I see that we have been on for almost an hour, and I know everybody's ready to put all these great things that Kim has shared with us into shoe leather so you can run your race with excellence. And so have an awesome week. And thank you again so much, Kim McClure. Bye-bye,
y'all. Thank you. Bye-bye, you guys.